97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
He is Missouri's Attorney General. St. Louis and Eric Schmidt is with us right now. Eric, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, great to have you on. I saw the big announcement yesterday about you running for re-election.
Yeah, we made it official yesterday. And, the job of Attorney General to me is really to stand on that front line of freedom and be the last line of defense. And when I came into office a little over a year ago, promised to be a law and order attorney general, and I think we've achieved some good results and want to continue that work. We've been on your show before talking about our Safer Streets initiative, where we partnered with the U.S. Attorney's Office to prosecute violent crime in the St. Louis area, because typically we have to be asked to come in by a local prosecutor, but we're working to put criminals behind bars in federal court, violent criminals behind bars in federal court. We've got our Safe Kit initiative. We're trying to clear the backlog of untested sexual assault kits. We're taking on big tech, big pharma. We're going after municipalities that continue to treat people as ATMs through traffic schemes and traffic ticket quota schemes. And then also, it really matters who's in this spot. We wrote a letter along with 20 other attorneys general from across the country talking about how the impeachment effort was a scam and a sham. And there's all these things that sort of come up along the way. There was a group, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, that was trying to block student-led prayer after football games, and we stepped in and told them that's nonsense. The First Amendment protects their right to do it. So there's a lot of great work to continue to do, and it's a great job. I've just been heartened by all the support, so we made it official yesterday morning.
That's great. It is important. People need to know that. I mean, I'm looking at all these former DOJ people and attorneys that wrote letters trying to get Bill Barr to resign simply because they disagree with his politics. Many of these things come down to.
In what the guiding principle for me, Mark, has been to enforce and honor the rule of law. It really is what sets us apart as a country, as a nation, as an idea, the American idea that we all have dignity and we're a country of laws and not men. And that's my job. So the AG's office sits pretty uniquely in our constitutional structure as somebody who fights for the rule of law and to fight for those guardrails that allow people to pursue their dreams and live their lives in peace. And so I take that job very seriously. And again, looking forward to talking to voters across the state.
Yeah, we're talking to Attorney General Eric Schmidt. Let me ask you about a couple things going on in the state right now. I know that Justin Hill, the state representative from St. Charles, is trying to get a bill through that would change the bail rules because of an administrative decision by the Supreme Court. Do you have a comment on that or a position?
Well, we haven't dug into that too deeply, although I do think that there is an opportunity, that bill, to correct some things that need to be changed. I mean, one of the challenges you see, because it's a little bit different, like in the St. Louis side, we've got some issues that in people who aren't being prosecuted. In Kansas City, it's a little bit different than that. They have a jail capacity problem, and they have almost a revolving door of people who are being let out of prison who shouldn't be let out of prison. So there's a lot of issues out there. And again, with our announcement, the video announcement we had on social media, and people could check that out, really the theme is to be the law and order attorney general. I think people want leadership in this state of people who are going to stand up to criminals have been emboldened.
Right.
We have supported lifting the residency requirement for police officers in the city so they can recruit more cops. They're 140 officers short now. That number is going to grow with retirements soon. I was actually at the Backstoppers event yesterday announcing the new date for Guns and Hoses. And so honoring the men and women of law enforcement, making sure they know we've got their backs, I think is really important. Also, we need to pass a more stringent carjacking statute. It's become an epidemic. In the city of St. Louis alone, Mark, there's over 360 carjackings last year. They're on pace for that this year. And criminals need to know, if you attempt, whether you're successful or not, because it's a terrorizing experience for people who go through this, if you attempt it, you're successful or not, you're going to go to jail for 10 years or life, 10 years to life.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think there's some things to do where we kind of push back against what I see right now is a culture of emboldenment by these criminals.
Well, they're emboldened in the city because they know there's a good chance Kim Gardner won't prosecute them. That's a problem, too.
Well, that's why we've really worked with the U.S. Attorney's Office to have our jurisdiction in federal court. Because, like I said, typically we have to be asked to come in. We've offered help that hasn't been taken up. by the circuit attorney's office in many instances. There is a conflict. For example, I tried a murder case in the city of St. Louis last month. We got the sentencing hearing later on today and got a conviction for a murderer who killed a convenience store clerk. And good. So when we get the opportunity, we're going to be there and we're going to do it. But that was because of a conflict. We'd love to see more cooperation, but we had the Safer Streets Initiative where we can work with Jeff Jensen's office, the U.S. attorney, and again, crack down on violent crime.
Well, I'm glad to hear you're doing it, and congratulations on running again.
Get more at 971talk.com.